expected to approve a draft agreement laying out the terms for Great Britain's EU withdrawal, scheduled for the end of March 2019. The draft was being finalized today in Brussels. British Prime Minister Theresa May says the deal delivers on the will of the British people.
It will deliver a 20-month implementation period so that we have time to put our new future relationship in place and that businesses have time to prepare for it. It will protect the rights of EU citizens living in the UK and UK citizens living in the EU so they can carry on living their lives as before. It will ensure a fair settlement on our financial obligations, less than half what some originally expected. And it will meet our commitment to ensure there is no hard border between Northern Ireland and Ireland and no customs border in the Irish Sea.
The Prime Minister faces stiff opposition in Parliament getting the draft agreement approved. Many MPs consider it too friendly to the EU. Terrorism has taken a toll in Pakistan today. Three separatist gunmen with suicide vests got into the Chinese consulate in the southern port city of Karachi, leading to a heavy hour-long shootout. Two police officers, two Pakistani civilians, and the three assailants died in the attack. Authorities say the militants opened fire on consulate guards and managed to breach the main gate. One of the attackers blew himself up to clear the way. An eyewitness on what she saw.
It will deliver a 20-month implementation period so that we have time.
My apologies for that. A Balochistan separatist group claimed responsibility and released photos of the three attackers. China's praised the work of Pakistani authorities and said any effort to undermine the China-Pakistan relationship is doomed to fail. A few hours after the Karachi assault, a powerful bomb ripped through a crowd in northwestern Pakistan, killing at least 30 people and wounding more than 40 others. This is VOA News. China's pressure campaign looms large as Taiwan holds local elections Saturday in what is seen in part as a referendum on the policies of independence-leaning President Tsai Ing-wen. Driven from power 2 years ago, the opposition nationalists are hoping to regain strength by relying on their pro-business image and a softer line toward Beijing. Many in Washington are wondering if President Trump intends to carry on with his public dispute with John Roberts, the Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. The two men apparently hold far different views on the role of the American judiciary. AP's Mike Hempen has the story.
Little grenades first.
Once again, my apologies. All but ignoring the findings of his own Central Intelligence Agency, President Trump has once again defended his decision to stick with U.S. ally Saudi Arabia, despite the killing of Saudi dissident and journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The CIA reportedly blames the de facto Saudi ruler, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, for Khashoggi's death. President Trump is threatening to seal off the entire U.S. southern border if, in his words, Mexico loses control over its side at that frontier. A caravan of Central American refugees is camped out in Tijuana, just over the border from California. And Mr. Trump says the migrants could be criminals, and he has vowed not to allow any of the refugees to cross into the United States. Climate-vulnerable Vanuatu in the South Pacific is considering legal action against the industries and countries which have benefited the most from pollution-causing fossil fuels. Vanuatu is home to more than 260,000 people who live in more than 80 islands, many less than a meter above sea level. Later today, a U.S. federal climate change assessment report will be released. It comes ahead of December's annual Global Climate Summit to be held in Poland. If you think the Leaning Tower of Pisa seems to be leaning a bit less these days, you may be on to something. After more than two decades of efforts, engineers say the famed Tuscan Bell Tower has recovered 4 centimeters. The 12th century tower reopened to the public in 2001 after being closed for more than 10 years. Once again, our top story, European Union leaders Sunday are expected to approve a draft agreement laying out the terms for Great Britain's EU withdrawal, scheduled for the end of March 2019. The draft was being finalized today in Brussels. And terrorism has taken a toll in Pakistan. Three separatist gunmen with suicide vests got into the Chinese consulate in the southern port city of Karachi, leading to a heavy hour-long shootout. There were 6 deaths, including the 3 assailants. Gene Randall, VOA News.
This This is Border Crossings.